Dear Taco Bell, I can... Did you hear Liam?
Yes.
All right, sorry. I cannot put into words how delighted I am to be writing you. Indeed, it is my duty and delight, always and everywhere, but especially in this letter, to describe how much your establishment has meant to me over the years. I remember when, as an 18-year-old, filled with the awe and wonder of a liberal arts education and the promise of legal fireworks, I left my home in Ohio and matriculated at Tusculum College. On one hot Tennessee night, several of us hungry guys hopped into the bed of our resident advisor's Ford F-150 and drove down 11E to a place that our RA affectionately called T and to the B. Imagine my delight when I discovered that T and to the B was his colloquial way of referring to your establishment, Taco Bell. Away from our parents, from the very first time, away from the strictures that bound our nutrition, the sepia tones of streetlights illumined our run to the border. The heat lightning crackling the Tennessee sky like a nacho chip or a legal firework. It was true freedom. And if you will permit me to continue this remembrance a bit further, when I received those three soft taco supremes from the teenager wearing a bandage over his earring while he worked at the counter, it was a kind of Eucharistic feast. And he, a kind of Eucharistic priest, albeit one with a bandage covering his earring. Our Passover on that hot summer night had been sacrificed for us, along with some of our dignity, and therefore we kept the feast. Now, I have wanted to write to you several times since 2015 when you began serving breakfast, but my busy work at the church did not permit me. Let me take time now to say congratulations. You have continued to think outside the bun. Your company is an inspiration to the church and good people everywhere, especially good people that enjoy waffle tacos. I also want to add that I am glad you overcame the controversy regarding the content of your ground beef. I, personally, have never cared what was in your food. Does it really matter how much ground beef is in your ground beef? Or maybe we should call it ground beef? 36% is a lot of ground beef. Ty Cobb's batting average was 366, and that guy's a legend. But my main purpose for writing today has been to speak with you about your mission and your vision. In the church, we speak a lot about mission and vision. For example, my congregation, First Presbyterian Church of Brandon, is similar to all congregations. We engage in worship, education, service, and fellowship. These four actions taken together comprise all that we do. Our vision is praising God, making disciples, changing lives. Not a bad vision. I suppose your mission as Taco Bell would be to provide meat, and beans, cheese, lettuce, sour cream, and salsa to the world in as many different configurations as possible. My sons and I cannot believe that you are able to turn the same ingredients into near infinite permutations. How do you do it? To say nothing of soft and hard tortilla shells of various shapes and sizes, talk about changing lives. My concern is mainly with your vision as it's been communicated since 2012. Let me back up a second. I recall that in the late 1990s, your slogan was, "Yo quiero Taco Bell." It had that delightful talking chihuahua. Who, I ask you, who does not love a talking dog? And a bilingual talking dog? Yo quiero, indeed. Then for approximately 12 years, your slogan was, think outside the bun. While I was sad, many of us were sad to see the little dog go the way of all flesh, I consider think outside the bun to rival other slogans, such as just do it, and oh, what a feeling, Toyota. Thinking beyond the boundaries of buns moved you into a special, dare I say, sacred place among the fast food giants. Why else, for example, would McDonald's deign to offer breakfast all day long? Is it their magnanimity of spirit? I don't think so. They extended their breakfast hours indefinitely because of you. I know the public will see through this sham for what it is. Now, your current slogan is Live Mas. Herein is my concern. I have only learned as much Spanish as experiences in your restaurant have dictated. So I believe that Live Mas means live more. Or perhaps, if I was a creative translator, it could denote more life. I don't know. I mean, who wouldn't want more life? Even Jesus says, I have come that you would have life and have it abundantly. Recently in my congregation, we read Paul's letter to Philemon. Very recently, in fact. In this tiny prison letter written from Ephesus in approximately year 56, Paul is trying to influence Philemon to release Onesimus, his slave. See, the social boundaries of this age no longer have meaning because of Christ Jesus. I was rather struck by something Paul said. He asked Philemon to, quote, refresh my heart in Christ. Earlier in the letter, he had already said, the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you, my brother. I think it is here that we have found a truly generative idea for your restaurants, as H. Grady Davis would say if he hadn't died in 1975, dead theologian, thank you. Now, many of us have come to Taco Bell for refreshment. In our busy lives, we long for peace, for rest, for refreshment. One could even go so far as to say we come to Taco Bell for Sabbath. And it is a kind of ceasing that happens when one enters your restaurant. Along those lines, could you consider a slogan or a vision that captures the refreshment we all seek, both within the church and maybe when we partake of a Doritos Locos Taco? Please accept the following potential slogans given to you as a gift for all you have given to me. Taco Bell, don't resist our refreshment. Or maybe revolutionary refreshment. Either of those could feature that cute little dog again. He could be the Che Guevara character. You've approached this in oblique ways. I'm not sure how your leadership would feel about that. It's a very obvious campaign. So we can move on. You could try to tap into a more religious audience if you wish. You could go with restless refreshment. Remember, St. Augustine wrote, our hearts are restless until they rest in thee. And that man could put away a gordita. I mean, I bet. I would be glad to reach out to the person who runs the Twitter account, St. Augustine of Hip Hop, for a possible rhyme or two. If you don't follow him on Twitter, you should. And finally, if you'd like to keep with the slogan in Spanish, what about refresco? That means refreshment, I think. Now, I'm aware that this name may be the name already of a soft drink distribution company. But I think if you put a colon between re and fresco, you're golden. It doubles as regarding fresh. Genius! I know. That would also, by the way, work for refreshment. You can put the colon in there if you want. Now, I know October 31st is coming soon and the 501st anniversary of the Protestant Reformation, and I hope you will not take this letter as the Catholic Church took Martin Luther's 95 Theses. I only want your refreshment, just as Luther wanted for his beloved Mother Church. More than anyone, I want your restaurant to continue to thrive and grow beyond the bounds of the bun or any burrito. I would love to see your corporate dream board filled with so many menu ideas that they spill over like so much ranchero sauce. Please accept this letter and its suggestions in the spirit with which they are offered. I have long considered Taco Bell my home away from home, where I can get my fourth meal. And now with breakfast, my fifth meal. Just great. With every wish for your continued success, Yo Quiero Refresco. See, that would work too. The Reverend Dr. Michael W. McCormack. I know that that's, don't clap. I know that that's really silly. You might like to know that, and no one knows this, Liam was younger then, but I submitted a part of this letter to Louisville Seminary. This is embarrassing to Elizabeth, I'm sorry. To Louisville Seminary to be considered for a theologian's writers group, and you would be shocked to find out that I did not make the cut. They wanted something very serious. But we have enough things that are serious. I have enough things that are serious. There, you look at the newspaper just one time, and you're filled up with serious. Sometimes we need not serious. Sometimes we need refreshment. So may you find refreshment today and this week in the freedom that you have in Christ Jesus. And in that freedom, may you also find refreshment. Amen.